To all outward appearances, the tall man in the custom-tailored tuxedo seemed cool, calm, and collected. In reality, under his raven-black hair, his mind roiled with frustration. He wanted desperately to be anywhere but in the gaily decked-out hotel ballroom. Not that he wanted anything untoward to happen. The charity, benefiting from the soiree, helped untold numbers of people in need. The event just happened to be the capstone of a totally frustrating week. His face managed to maintain its easygoing smile, but just barely. Then Jimmy Durante, the master of ceremonies, proclaimed,
"Aha! Folks, listen! The Sentinel chain of newspapers and magazines has raised a lot of money for the Salvation Army tonight. Thanks for your generous donations. The silent auction closed while we sold an evening with the new young publisher. We will have those results momentarily. While we wait, we'll try to top our last auction. Ladies, now up for bid. An evening on the town, including Broadway, show, dinner, and dancing, with one of the most eligible bachelors in the city. No, in the nation. He's over 6 feet tall. Charles Atlas seems a bit peaked standing next to him. Listen, folks. He's a scientist, a solver of mysteries, and recently became publisher of one of the Sentinel's most prestigious competitors. Ladies, please give a warm welcome to Mr. Jim Anthony."
Trying not to blush, Jim Anthony stepped from the crowd to join Durante on the stage. Most of the audience clapped, but a couple of strident wolf whistles added laughter to the applause. Then came a few gasps, as one of the energetic whistler's evening gowns almost took leave of her upper body.
"Ha ha ha! What you think of the introduction?"
asked Durante out of the side of his mouth.
"Good, but the reaction was even better,"
replied Jim, with the first genuine smile on his lips in 3 days. Still waiting for the audience to quiet down, the comedian continued,
"Do you think those female wolves will win the bidding? The one who held on to the top of her gown is the closest thing I have to a girlfriend. She'll only bid to jack up the charity price. I think I recognize the one with the red face. If I'm right, she doesn't have nearly the deepest pockets in the bidding pool. We'll see."
Bidding got off to a lively start in $50 jumps. Jim surveyed the audience. When the bid reached $2,500, a woman of about 50 called out,
"I'll double that bid."
"Why, thank you, madam,"
exclaimed Durante. The host's head did a double take as Jim Anthony's voice seemed to pop directly into his ear while the big man's lips did not move.
"That's Mrs. Stubing. She's standing next to her husband." "Am I correct? We have a bid of $5,000 from... is it Mrs. Stubing?"
The older lady didn't bat an eye.
"That is correct. I'm bidding in the name of my daughter, who is in graduate school."
"Ha ha! Oh, my!"
exclaimed Durante with a slightly befuddled expression.
"I sure wished I had a mama like you. Are there any other bids? No other bids? Going once? Going twice? Sold! One evening on the town with Senor Jim. Love that name. Senor Jim Anthony goes to Miss Stubing.